I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show. So maybe you've been seeing some stuff out there on social media or some posters around town, friends talking about our I've Decided to Run program. This is our third year to do it. We are so excited. It is a program that's designed specially for you. If you are someone who has never tried to run, never attempted it, but have thought, oh man, I really would like to run a 5K one day. That seems like it would be something interested. I would like to do it. Well, this program is designed specially for you. In fact, no experience is required. We don't want you to have any experience. We want you to go from walking to running your first 5K. And so our I've Decided to Run program is a very important community event that we do. And it supports PUP, people with unlimited potential. It is just a great way to bring the community together and to do something fun and exciting and just help us towards achieving our goals and what we want to do and what we desire to do. So we're very thrilled about our I Decided to Run program. And hopefully you're thinking about participating. And if so, maybe after listening to this show, you'll be really excited about it because my guests today happen to be two very important people about our program. One is our head coach, Don Helgeson, my good friend. And welcome, Don, to the show today.
Hi, Kim. Thank you.
And then, of course, I shouldn't say her better half. Maybe she's the better half. But you know, he can be the better half today. You guys probably take turns.
Equal half.
Her husband, Michael Helgeson. Hey, Michael.
Hello. She's the better half. Let's keep it straight.
Oh, good. See, Michael, he's a good hubby. He knows what to say. And so they are good friends of mine. And believe it or not, we became good friends through running. And it's funny how now we're sitting here in the studio today talking about running in this running program. And and Don, you and I were talking before when we did our live video. You said one of the things you love so much about running is the community.
Right.
And meeting people, which is how we met.
Yeah.
12 years ago.
Yeah.
I keep track because Katie will be 13. And so she was like right around one when I joined the running program.
Yeah.
What was that running program that we did?
That was IVS. That was back when it was the IVS running program. And we were out at Woodruff High School running around the
Team
track.
Steam,
yeah. Called Team Steam was the training program.
Team Steam. That's what I was trying to spit out. Yes.
Yeah. And we were running around the track and we just happened to both be about the same pace. And I think we had to stop for the cowbell. We were doing the cowbell training. And you just looked at me and said, "Hi, I'm Kim." And we started talking, and the rest is history.
And we have ran five marathons together.
Yeah,
lots of hours of training and have become really close. I love how you always do that in that Southern accent. Say that again.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And yeah, there you go. That's awesome, Dawn. And let me tell you, 12 years ago, I did probably sound exactly like that. Everybody still says I have a Southern accent, but I think I've lost a little bit of it. I was pretty Southern back then, so that's probably what it sounded like. And so we met running, and you were my first best friend in Illinois because I moved here from Georgia, and that's how we met, through running. And so that's a huge part of running is the community. We're going to talk more about that, and Michael likes the goal side of it, right, Michael? That's what you were saying for you. You're the guy, so you like the whole goal thing. You were explaining how you kind of competed with yourself.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a lot of people that go run for the social aspect, which is awesome. I'm a little bit different, and I'm very goal-oriented. And that for me, it was always either about a certain time, if I could better a certain time, or just run further. I mean, that's how eventually you go from walking to running your first 5K to, you know, if you keep on going on that path, a lot of runners end up running marathons. And so that's part of the, I could just go a little farther this week. I could just go a little farther. And so either distance or time for me was always something that motivated me to keep going and keep training.
And so for you, it was really the whole goal concept, just trying to be a little better than the last time.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. This is going to be a great show. I think if you just keep listening, you are going to be so motivated to do something new. If you've never participated in a 5K before, I think this is going to motivate you, because we're gonna talk about the reasons why you should think about doing a 5K, hopefully overcome some of your fears that you may have. And maybe you're thinking, oh, no, I'm not a runner, because you've went out, you've tried running, and you didn't make it very far, and you were gasping for air, and so you immediately assume that you can't run. And we've got great news for you, so please be sure to keep listening. But I will also want to encourage you, if you have not checked out our website, you can get all the details about everything that we have to offer, especially our half-day motivational conference that's happening on Saturday, April the 1st. 2 days before the 5K training starts, and you can actually meet Dawn and Michael in person. They'd love to talk to you. So be sure, if you have not got your tickets, that you get those here real quick. And if you did come to our full day conference in January, you're already in. You don't have to buy tickets. You just got to let us know that you're coming, and we're excited to see you on Saturday, April 1st at Second Chance Church. And Daniel Moore, who you heard on the radio last week, he's our guest speaker, going to get you motivated and just hook you up with the resources that can help you be successful in whatever your goals are, whatever it is that you want to do. And that's what we're doing with I've Decided. I've been saying this, and I kind of like it. We're like your tribe. You know, everybody needs a tribe, right? You need that support.
Right.
And so we're like the I've Decided tribe. So just want to be your platform to help you be successful, to educate and motivate and inspire you to go for your goals and dreams. So maybe it's on your bucket list to run your first 5K and just get out there and try something different. It doesn't matter if you aren't exercising at all. It doesn't matter if you're already physically fit. Whatever level you are, if you have not run a 5K before, this training program is for you. And so I want to talk a little bit about the training program. Michael, you were saying, and I think this is so true, the biggest mistake that people make, you believe, is going out too quick, too fast, or without joining a program. Help us understand, the listeners understand what you were sharing with me a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I've had a lot of friends and even our grown-up sons now. I'll use them on this as well as an example, but they kind of remember what it was like to run. If they haven't run for a long time, they kind of remember what it was like to run in high school, or even as a little kid, you'd be out on the playground and you'd run. You're like, I can go run. This is not a big problem. But they haven't really done anything maybe for 15 or 20 years. And so they go out and they run, and they kind of remember what it feels like to run, and which is pretty fast. Usually people just tend to head out and they start running too fast. And they get, you know, maybe three houses down the block.
For me, it was not two houses or one house. It was the next post.
And then their lungs are burning already. They're breathing too hard. And then they just kind of like, oh, geez, this isn't for me. I apparently can't run. I'm not able to do this like everybody else is. And that's the key to this program, is we'll make sure that doesn't happen. And guys also especially sort of have egos. And they're like, no, I can figure this out on my own. I'm just going to go run. It's just running. How hard can this be? But if you haven't done it in a long time, or you haven't done it ever, you really need to start with walking and then periods of running, small periods of running, you know, 30 seconds at a time, not, you know, 5 minutes at a time, because you'll just never make it.
So. And I think that you just hit the nail on the head. Because a person, especially, let's just take someone, Dawn, you said you did aerobics.
Right.
So you were in aerobics. So you felt like you were in pretty good shape.
Right. I had done aerobics, step aerobics, dance aerobics for years when it was the craze back in the 90s, I think. And so for me, I thought, oh, if I can do that, I can run. It's still an aerobic exercise, but running uses a lot more muscles, all the muscles of your body, compared to anything else you do. And so I had the same problem. I tried to just go out and, you know, run around the block a couple times, and I couldn't do it. And so I gave up at that point and said, well, I obviously can't run. I don't have the the right body shape or the right lung capacity for it. So I'll just stick with aerobics until, of course, my husband designed a program for me, which was walk running, when I really got motivated and wanted to do it. And then realized I just needed to start smaller, slower, you know, make my goals shorter. And once I did that, it's amazing how over the weeks and months, you all of a sudden you're running a 5K and then you're running 10Ks and it just keeps going from there. So
it does. But that whole point of thinking 5 minutes doesn't sound like a very long time.
Right.
If you're in pretty good shape, you think you can run a mile. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
If we went to the gym and we talked to everybody there that felt like they were in pretty good shape, Michael, you said, you think you can run a mile? How many people do you think would say, oh, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of them. And, you know, and for even for somebody like us, for Dawn and I that run all the time, and you too, Kim, 5 minutes, if we switched it up and we said, hey, Kim, can you jump rope for 5 minutes? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, that's very difficult. It's different coordination. You're not used to it. Your body's not used to it. And even as advanced runners, 5 minutes is a long time of doing anything that's strenuous that you're not used to.
Yeah, that is so true, because I've done different workouts where swimming, for example,
right.
I've been like, oh, well, let's don't talk swimming. How about biking? You know, since we have our I've Decided to Ride program, but swimming or biking, I did the bike program last year. And I'm like, I can run a marathon. Surely I can ride 10 miles on a bike. Yeah. Different muscles.
Right.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Totally different muscles. It's just what your body gets used to. So even if you think, oh, I can run a 5K, I'm fit, I could do it if I decided to, that's where you get in trouble. You end up super sore the next day, or you
injured
because you did too much too fast. And it's no fun. If it's painful, there's just no fun in that, right?
Right?
And it's supposed to be fun. It can be fun. Running in a blizzard, that's not fun.
Oh, come on, I did it once.
It can be fun.
It can be fun.
I guess I ran in snow a couple of times where it was just the perfect temperature and just the perfect kind of snow and no wind that it was actually pretty. But usually...
But those make for the best stories, too.
They do.
Those are the stories I remember.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the things that you see when you're running, the things that you see when you're running that you wouldn't see if you... I mean, I've seen parts of Peoria that I didn't know existed. The views, the trails... What are some of your favorite places out running, Michael, that you've seen that you wouldn't necessarily get to see unless you're out on foot, or maybe you might see it on a bike? But
yeah, there's a whole variety of neighborhoods in Peoria, from, you know, very really old houses they're still very beautiful, to obviously all the new stuff going up on the northwest side and things like that. And what people don't know is there's also a lot of hills in Peoria.
Oh.
And everybody knows about the Bluff. You have to go up the Bluff, you know, Main Street Hill or something like that, from the river on up. But neighborhoods, there's a ton of neighborhoods with hidden hills. And actually, as part of our other training program that we're doing, we're introducing some new neighborhood hills to people that have never been to these neighborhoods before. So it's pretty cool for them to experience it. And I'm sure there are other parts that I've never even seen as well.
Well, our training program where we met Dawn 12 years ago, we ran through Springdale Cemetery.
Right.
Beautiful. And I know that sounds creepy, kind of, to be like, oh, you ran through Springdale Cemetery? Yes. And it is beautiful.
Yeah.
And if you've never been through there, I mean, it's really, it's indescribable, really. The the trees, the gardens, the
animals.
Landscape, the animals, the deer, running through the zoo and all through the park over there. And then down Grandview Drive, one of my favorite places to run. It's so beautiful. And so it's just great to be outdoors. And I tease about the snow, but that first snowfall... Every year, isn't it fun?
Best run
ever. When that snow falls the first time and it's white and beautiful, and there's not a track yet, the car tracks aren't over it, it's just everything's white, and you get to see all that stuff when you're out running or biking or doing something outdoors. And it's that time of year, you know, it's starting, and although we've had summer, spring, and winter.
All in one month.
But truly, it is becoming spring, and it's time to think about getting outdoors. And really, really want to encourage you to register for our I've Decided to Run program. It's starting on Monday night, April 3rd, out at Clubs at River City. We're going to meet up out there at 6 p.m. You need to pre-register. You can get registered at ivedecided.org. It's $99 for the whole program, and you get so much. First of all, you're going to get $20 back, because thanks to our friends at Running Central, they donated a $20 gift certificate to you for participating in our program so that you can get new shoes. And we're going to talk about shoes in just a second, because that's very important. And we want to support our local businesses like Running Central, and we thank them for doing that. So you get that $20 back, go get yourself some shoes and get a discount there. You get a 10-week fully supported training program. You are going to get a timed 5K, and that's so important to have that first 5K on the books timed. You know, you want to know what your time is, and you're going to get a tech shirt, a finishing medal, and a post-Riverfront street party. Woo-hoo. With music and food and just a good time, bring your family down and all that for under $100. So it is a great deal, a great fun time. And we support PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. So the proceeds will benefit PUP, which is a school for young adults with special needs. And it's good for you, good for the community, and good for PUP. It's just a win-win-win all the way around. So one of the things that happens to people when they try running, speaking about shoes, mm-hmm. is without the right shoes. Now, Dawn, some people may recognize your voice. I don't know. But if you've ever been into Running Central, Dawn worked there for years. She's a nurse by trade, and she's kind of back nursing full time, but still helps out at Running Central and with the trainings and stuff. But she worked in the store for 3 years. What do you tell people when they come in to get fitted for a good pair of shoes?
Well, I think Adam, the owner of Running Central, said it best. He said, no matter what sport you're in, if you don't have the right equipment, you shouldn't be out there playing. Like a football player, you're not going to send your kids out to play JFL football without a helmet and the pads. They're going to get injured. They're going to get hurt. Same goes for running. You have to be fitted for the right pair of shoes. Everybody's gait is different. Some people supinate, some people pronate. It's a way your feet move when you go from heel to toe. And the people that work at Running Central, everyone there, it goes through 80 to 120 hours of training to look for those differences in every person that comes in. So when you go to Running Central, they're going to watch you walk barefoot. They're going to scan your feet to look at your arch profile. And then they're going to fit you. They're going to measure your feet. That's the third thing. A lot of people run in the wrong size. They just assume that you wear the same size shoes when you're running that you do for every day. And as you and I know, Kim, you don't. You go up at least a half a size, if not a full size up, because your feet are going to swell when you're running, and you don't want your toes touching the end of your shoes.
You get blisters.
You get a lot of blisters.
First marathon, I was bleeding.
Yeah. Bleeding, black toenails.
Yeah.
All kinds of bad stuff. And so that's why it is just so important, and that's why we're very grateful that Running Central is giving us those coupons to give everybody. Get your pair of shoes before the first training day.
And it is so important to shop local. You know,
yes.
We got it right now. We talked about this on the radio show. If you've been listening, we've been talking about how the people who live in Peoria, we need to tighten our belt loop. We got to pull together. Support Peoria, and the best thing that we can do in times when we've got, you know, things happening in our economy right now in Peoria, the thing that we can do is spend our money here, and that will keep us strong. And so we want to support those local businesses, but the fact of the matter is that service that you get there, mm-hmm. where someone's going to really look at your foot and tell you what shoe you should wear, because they are not all the same.
No.
Before I bought my first pair of shoes from Running Central, I would get blisters all the time, and that is no joke. And I just happened to go into Running Central when it was on the old store on Sheridan, like
Maine.
long time.
Yep.
And Adam was who took care of me with my first pair of shoes, and I'm 8.5, and that's what size shoe I was wearing. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I keep getting blisters. And that was what he said. He goes, well, the first thing is you got to go up. Your shoe's too little. And so from the moment I went up a size, I haven't ever had another blister. And I've been wearing the same shoe, the Saucony's. Is that how I'm saying that right?
Yep.
Saucony's. Been wearing that same shoe for years, and I've never had any problems. So it is very, very, very important. And so we are thankful for that. So you got to have a good pair of shoes. So if you've tried running without a good pair of shoes and had some problems, that could have been the issue. So right. Making sure that you have a good pair of shoes is important. So we were talking on our Facebook event page for our I've Decided to Run, and we were kind of just posting through reasons, you know, like the top six reasons that you should run a 5K. And I thought it'd be kind of fun to kind of talk through those with you guys and get your input on it. And so our number six reason to run a 5K was that 5Ks typically support an organization. What's your experience in that, Michael, and you're running, and what do you love about that?
Yeah, most all of them support some sort of a charity. And as a matter of fact, we have some personal interest in this topic because we had friends that came to us and wanted for us to donate money to JDRF. And we thought about it and like, you know what? We could write them a check and it wouldn't be a very big check. Or we could organize our own 5K and start a 5K run. And this happened about 10, 15 years ago. And so that's what we did. And then we got to write them a much bigger check, thanks to all the participants that came to the 5K to run. So that's our personal example of how a 5K will help some charities out. And pretty much everyone, every race in town or even out of town has some charity behind it that it supports.
And so by participating in a 5K and getting into running, when you register for those races, you get fun shirts and that kind of stuff. But a percentage of your proceeds generally goes back. I want to say I've really never ran a race that it didn't go back to some type of organization. It could exist, but I've never seen one. So I won't say all of them 100%. But for the most part, especially in Peoria, if you run a 5K, it is helping a nonprofit organization. And ours specifically is PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. So the number six reason for you to get registered for this training program and run your first 5K is because we're going to be supporting PUP. Or a 5K that supports a nonprofit organization is a really good reason. And I forgot that you guys did that. And now it's grown to just really quick, just because we were talking about it. Some people may have heard about this run because now it's grown. And I got that bright shirt. It's like they light up the park.
Yeah, it was called, I don't even remember what it was called. Coffee's First 5K or something like that.
Diabetes.
Race to Cure Diabetes, we had the name. And now it has evolved, which nobody really will know this connection, but it's evolved into Detweiler at Dark, which is probably the nation's largest high school oriented mostly, although there's a lot of adults that participated, but there's like 1,000 high school runners that come out in the end of the summer and run down at Detweiler, which is the state cross country championship course. And they run at night because we light up the course. And so it's probably the largest lit up cross country race in the nation, certainly in Illinois or central Illinois it is. So, It's turned into a completely different event, which is really cool.
All because you guys wanted to help friends.
Right.
Yep. That's
but the
so
money
cool.
still and the money all still goes to JDRF.
Yep. Yep.
That is awesome. And now they're raising just all kinds of money. That's just such a cool thing. Okay. So then the number five we had listed is change. So trying something new, right? So change reminds us that anything is possible. So I like to say, you know, no matter, you might be exercising. We're not saying stop doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. But change. Try something different. What were you doing before? You said you were doing aerobics.
Right.
Yeah.
Started with aerobics and then changed to running. But even in the 15 years I've been running, I change it up. And so does Michael, doing strength workouts and weights and different things in the off seasons. So there are people out there that are on the opposite end, you know, they're only going to the gym and doing weighted workouts or swimming or whatever. And running can be that change for them. It'll use different muscles. You'll use your body differently. And in a lot of cases, you end up losing weight or defining your body because you're changing it up and doing something different. So,
well, speaking of losing weight, one of our other coaches is going to be helping you out, Karen Hines.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, her story is amazing. She ran the first year we did this. She did the training program, and if I'm not mistaken, over the last couple of years, she's lost somewhere around like 60 pounds. She ran the training program, and then her husband did it the next year, and then together they ran a half marathon. And she started, she'll tell you, she's been our guest on the show before sharing her success. She was like around the 50 mark, right? And so it doesn't matter your fitness level. You can do it if you take those baby steps. So weight loss is definitely another good reason to try running or to change up your exercise.
Yeah, and it's a change of lifestyle as well, right? It's the first steps potentially on just changing your lifestyle a little bit, because, you know, we don't want to let somebody think that in 10 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever the program is, run your first 5K in 12 weeks, you're going to lose 60 pounds.
No.
You know, that is not what we're advertising here.
No, it took her a couple years.
Exactly. It starts you off on a path that could eventually lead to accomplishments like that.
Yes. And have you seen that video floating around on Facebook where in 6 weeks they have someone melting down from running that like looks like they've melted 50 pounds in six weeks? Did you see that? Have you seen that, Dawn?
Yes, I have. That's just so unrealistic.
It is so unrealistic. It makes me so upset when I see that because it makes people...
It gives them those expectations that they can do something like that in 6 weeks. And it's a lifestyle. It's not a
short-term
fix. It's
not going to happen in 6 weeks. Right. It's not. I wish... Trust me. I wish that it would, but it doesn't. Okay. And then what about, personal improvement? Michael, you were talking about goals. Just sharing with getting better.
Yeah, and it's, and again, for me, it's all about me against myself. You know, there are obviously other people in races that I've participated in. And yeah, if it's your buddy, it's kind of fun every once in a while to go up against your buddy and beat him or her and stuff like that. But mostly for me, it was always me against myself. You know, can I better my time or can I run my first longer distance race and see how that goes? So, again, it was just me against the clock and myself, pretty much.
Yep, and it just improves your overall physical health. Whenever I had my physical done like a year or two ago, and I think my blood pressure was like 90 over 57, and my resting heart rate was like 57 beats a minute. And I didn't say anything, and the doctor said, "You must be a runner." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I am." And she's like, "I can tell your blood pressure and your resting heart rate." And you know, I haven't always been a runner. I struggled with being overweight almost all of my life. And I was overweight when I started running. And now I maintain a healthy weight. And it's not listed here, but don't you think running helps you live a disciplined life? You have to be disciplined.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like when you and I were training for marathons, you know, you have to be disciplined. You have to get up early on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings, whichever day you do it, to get those long runs in. And during the week, you know, you have to make sure you're sleeping well and you're eating right, because that affects every training run that you have. So it does help you just be a little more disciplined in your everyday life as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so we have the three reason is the acceleration of the 5K, and it kind of rolls in to the number two reason, it's convenient. So when you're training, and really we can go ahead and talk about the number one too, the ease of a 5K, because it's in the realm of running, the 5K is the easiest training, right?
Correct.
It doesn't take as many hours, like what you were saying, Dawn, with the marathons, hours of training. So how much time, Michael, are you going to have us in the training program? About how much time is someone going to need to spend a week outside training, or if it's raining on a treadmill or just whatever? What are your expectations on that?
3 days a week, I believe, is what is laid out pretty much for everybody. Again, it starts out with just walking, more walking than running. So the amount of running may only be, you know, a half a mile, and that would not be continuous running. That would be broken up with walking sessions, so forth and so on. So, and then the other couple days of the week, it'd be very much the same thing. We just wouldn't be there to help coach you, but you'd be having to do the same type of walk-run combination. And eventually, again, the walking periods get shorter and the running periods get longer, and pretty soon it's just all running. But again, that doesn't take place in a week or two. That takes place over 12 weeks.
Right. So it'll take time.
10 weeks.
Yeah.
10 weeks, sorry.
10 weeks. That's okay. It's a 10-week training program outdoors. And, you know, it is just something very thrilling about crossing that finish line, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's that runner's high that you get, and the people there cheering you on, For some people like me, I didn't participate in sports, you know, in high school.
Right, me neither.
And so, you know, having that cheering of the crowd, even if it's a small crowd, it doesn't matter. Even if it's one person, there was someone last year at the My First 5K that had done the training, and her mom and dad came from out of town just to watch her finish that race. And that meant more to her than anything, was to see them there. And she introduced me to her parents, you know, and said, "This is Dawn. She was my coach." And, you know, and that meant the world to her that they were there cheering her on at the finish line.
That is awesome. It is so true. And it just gives you a sense of accomplishment. And like you said, Dawn, for those of us that weren't really involved in a lot of sports in high school, that's one of the reasons why I love running. You know, I'm not ever going to win a race. I don't ever expect to. I mean, well, I maybe could find one where there's a lot of turtles around and maybe I might try to win. But for the most part, I'm never going to win a race as far as compared to somebody else. But I win every time I have a PR, which is a personal record.
Right.
That's right.
So that's what's great for me. As someone who never competed in sports, every time I run a race and I beat my personal record, my best time that I've ever had, for me, that's like beating another athlete. That's like winning the race. And it's just a great feeling. I got all my medals, you know, you get the medals.
Well, remember when we finished the Green Bay, I think we both PR'd, as we call it, PR'd that one. And we went over and got our medals engraved with our time on the back.
That's right.
We didn't come in first. We didn't come in last. We were somewhere in between. But for us, it was the best time we had ever run. And so we got in that line and paid that extra money to have our times engraved on the back of our finishing medals.
Absolutely.
And that's why Kim touched on it very early on in the program, that this is a timed 5K, and it's very important for it to be a timed 5K. And it is. You may not think it's important for your first one. You'd be like, whatever, I don't really care about my time. But if this continues on and you continue running, you'll definitely want to know what that time was so that you can see your progress as you go along.
Yes, and we are very thankful to Shazam Racing for sponsoring I've Decided and for timing this race for us, and that is awesome. Our time is up. I can't believe it. A half hour goes by so fast, doesn't it?
It did, yeah.
I hope if you've been listening, maybe you were inspired or motivated to check that 5K off your bucket list and get registered for our training program. It supports such a good cause with PUP, People with Unlimited Potential. Get you involved in our I've Decided community, or I've Decided tribe, as I like to say. You can get registered for the training at ivedecided.org. It starts on Monday night, April 3rd, at Clubs at River City is where we'll meet and start our training. And you want to get registered before then. And hopefully, if you can, you can come to our half-day conference happening on Saturday, April 1st. Meet Dawn and Michael in person, get your questions answered. You can certainly register at the conference as well. So just check out all of that on our website. Thank you, Dawn and Michael, for being here and sharing some of your love of the running and participating in being coaches for our program.
Well, we're very honored that you asked us to be the coaches for your program, Kim.
You're so sweet, Dawn. I'm honored that you would be willing to help us, because it's a lot of work. And so I know you guys give back so much in the community already, and we're very thankful. And so I appreciate you guys listening to our radio show. Thank you so much for being a part of I've Decided and supporting what we're doing in our community. And I will look forward to being with you again next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?